Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio on this Monday, February the 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, 2021. I sure hope you did not forget that special person in your life. I know they're going to be pretty upset if you have. We're glad that you're here with us anyways, and hope that you had a delightful weekend. We have so much to talk about, as always, on this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. I'm your host, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International, Armor College, and a number of other businesses and investment in many other companies as well. We're really... Our investment company has really started taking off. If you currently own a business and you want to expand and would like to either have some consultation on that or investment, send me an email to the helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Now, we do have multiple companies and multiple emails and multiple websites and multiple phone numbers, but the best point of contact, POC, point of contact, for anyone or anything is helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Staff 24/7, 365 days a year, and they will get that email, that information over to the right person, the right company, right department. That's helpdesk at privateofficer.com. As I said, we do have a lot to talk about. We're going to finish out our 4, 5, maybe even a 6-part series. We've been going for a number of weeks now. We're going to be talking in the final part of this series that we've been doing about our well-being, our welfare. We're going to be talking about the financial aspect. We've talked about physical, spiritual. We've talked about how they're all equal in and the same. And they really are. It's what makes us the individual that we are. So this time around, this week, we're talking about the financial aspect, a very important part of our welfare. We also have some unfortunate, tragic news to bring to you on the officer deaths just over the last 72 hours. And we'll also be talking about all the news, of course, our upcoming police academy. That's right. We've got a brand new Citizens Police Academy being hosted by Armor College Police and several other agencies who have joined us to sponsor the first ever Armor College Citizens Police Academy, which kicks off in March, just a few weeks away. And we'll tell you more about that coming up in this program as well. So much and so much going on, as always. And remember, if you don't already receive our breaking news in your mailbox, go to our website, privateofficer.org. Sign up today. a box will drop down. Just fill out your name and email. No charge, nothing, absolutely zero. You'll get breaking news, officer down reports, and training opportunities right there in your mailbox. We don't solicit you. We don't sell your information. We don't pass it along. This is all proprietary info. It's protected. Go to our website at privateofficer.org. We're going to tell you today about a couple of unique opportunities for you to be involved. Also, some awards that I had the pleasure to bestow upon some Gulfport, Mississippi police officers. And we're also going to be talking in this episode about our new think tank and so much more. You're listening to Private Officer Beat Radio. Sponsored by Private Officer International, a private security and law enforcement organization. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. Premier Training Academy in Charlotte, North Carolina. And the MedBox, a brand new sponsor from Tennessee, Knoxville. And if you would like to sponsor our radio shows or advertise on our platforms, contact who else? Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Well, tragically, this past weekend, we had three security officer murders. We had a security officer die unexpectedly on the job site. We've had several new COVID deaths. And we had a security officer in California who shot and killed a shoplifter, and he's been taken into custody by law enforcement. Now, when we come back from this break, we will be talking more about all of that, as well as how so many different things makes up the well-being of us. We have many different components. We're like a machine. And when we come back, we're going to talk about all of that. Plus, we're going to talk about our welfare. Our welfare. We will be right back. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio.
Includes here in Connecticut. And lately, it's been harder than ever with fewer citizens volunteering.
From teenage cadets like me
to seasoned veterans like me.
So what are you waiting for?
You ready to make a difference?
Ready to join our team?
Your community needs you. We need you. Visit everydayherocc.org or stop by your local firehouse today and take the first step of joining your fire department.
If you're not already receiving breaking news and our bi-weekly newsletter, officer down reports, and discount training news in your personal or business email, then go to our website right now
at privateofficer.org. Privateofficer.org. A Dropbox will come down. Just fill out your info, and you'll be the first, one of the first, for sure, to know about what's happening in the security industry. You'll know when a security officer is killed. You'll also get these great discounts on training and equipment and so much more. Privateofficer.org. And if you're not already a member of the Private Officer International Association, sign up while you're there today. Become a lifetime member for just $99, and we'll also include a free Private Officer International patch and lapel pin. If you are already a member, that's great, and we appreciate you. We'd like for you to spread the news and tell your coworkers, employees, and others in the industry about the Private Officer Group and how they can become a member and enjoy more than 40 member benefits. Welcome back to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio on this Monday morning, February the 15th, 2021. Hey, we're halfway through the month. Can you believe that? Unbelievable. Yes, yesterday was Valentine's Day. It seems like it was just New Year's Eve. I mean, we're coming into spring break already over here in the Gulf Coast area of Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana. They were celebrating Fat Tuesday tomorrow, Mardi Gras, just coming up to the end of the year. And we're moving right into spring break, talking to someone today at a travel center right there on the interstate. They said people already coming across the Gulf Coast from Texas, even as far west as California, to the Alabama-Mississippi coast to enjoy the weather and the fact that those states are open for business. And according to something I read last week, the Gulf Coast of Mississippi and Alabama expecting an all-time record spring break because of so many schools all being either already out because they've been doing all of their education virtually, or they are all, for some reason, having the same dates on their spring break. But, in talking with the travel center guy and reading this article here last week, it sounds like we're going to have a lot of things happening this spring break along the Gulf Coast, Panama City, Gulf Shores, Alabama, and into the Biloxi Gulfport area of Mississippi. Hopefully everyone will adhere to CDC, but that's only wishful thinking. Probably many of you are in the security field, probably going to be working some of those hot spots, those hotels, concerts, bars, nightclubs. Well, I got news for you. Let me break off my chain of thought here because, just this weekend we saw 5 security officers die, 2 others unconfirmed, 2 other security officers shot, 1 security officer had to take out a bad guy during an active shooter situation. And this is just, we're not even in the end of the second month of 2021. This is just a rollover from last year. I said last week on the radio program that I foresee, unfortunately, history does tell you and it plays out, it does repeat that this is unfortunately going to be another year of high security officer and private police officer deaths. This past weekend, just this weekend we're getting over, five security officers dead, including three murdered. Police in Prince George County, Riverdale, Maryland, they are investigating a carjacking and murder of a 23-year-old unarmed security officer on duty at an apartment complex, and someone tried to get his car. Police do not know what caused the shooters to shoot and kill him. But the 23-year-old, according to witnesses, had no possibility of escape. He was in his vehicle behind the wheel when suddenly the gunman tried to carjack him and quickly shot him. Witnesses say they saw a man up against the vehicle and a sudden shot fired. The 23-year-old lay dead in the parking lot, blood on the sidewalk and the parking lot, according to witnesses. And it was just an unbelievable sight. Harris County, Texas, also investigating the murder of a security officer, very little known, but that also was in an apartment complex. We're seeing more and more apartment complex security officers gunned down. We still have an open case over in Mississippi near Jackson that happened last year, where an elderly security officer was just gunned down inside his vehicle, shot multiple times. We hear five rounds, and we've also heard eight rounds just out of the blue. They don't have a clue why or who. Still looking for the suspects. Police also say a security officer was murdered in South Carolina over the weekend at a nightclub. Police say that a little word, a little verbiage, just a little audio conflict, no big deal, and the man whips out a gun and kills the security officer. We believe that he was also unarmed, and a very tragic situation. Have you heard about this? In Norfolk, Virginia, an active shooter at a Social Security Administration building under contract by Paragon Systems. It just so happened that the man walked into the Security Administration building, which was not taking visitors. The security officer confronted him, said, "No visitors, we're not taking anyone. I don't know how you got in here. The door was supposed to be locked." The man quickly pulled a gun. He began firing. The security officer was able to return shots at him. And my train of thought was over here to this piece of news that's just coming in here. I apologize. But the security officer working for Paragon quickly was able to begin to fire back at him. He hit the suspect, knocked him several times. The security officer was hit at least twice in the chest. The body armor stopped those rounds from piercing through his chest. He was also shot in the arm and I believe the leg. Four or five times he was shot. He is still hospitalized, but he is recovering. Last we heard, the suspect is still in critical condition, although police have officially charged him. If this Paragon security officer had not been alert, had not been proficient with his firearm, had not been wearing the body armor, it would have been doomsday for him and others in the building. And here's why. Police later found out that this suspect, whose name I'm not even going to mention, had brought in with him 600 rounds of ammunition, sandwiches, and beer. Not only did he plan to kill, but he was going to celebrate thereafter had it not been for this Paragon security officer. We've been in touch with the captain from that company, and we anticipate presenting him with a Purple Heart, possibly at the hospital while he is still recuperating. We'll let you know, and we'll have pictures on our social media platforms when this does happen. More and more and more of this is happening. It is no mystery to me as we have continued to talk about the same subjects. Police are short on manpower. Too many calls, not enough officers. The overall feeling of people now is to fight, to shoot. to disobey law and order, to have no respect for police or anyone in uniform, and security now filling in on many jobs that would be typically law enforcement. You know, this building here was actually a building under the protection of the government law enforcement agency. And, you know, security is taking the place many times of law enforcement. And we're seeing that more and more. Two other things I want to mention before we go to our next break. And we're not even into the news block here. But this is a lot happening, and I want to get this information out to you as quickly as possible. Two other security officers are in police custody tonight for shootings that they were involved in over the weekend. A nightclub security officer in South Fulton, Georgia, that is a metropolitan area of Atlanta. It's actually the county where Atlanta is in custody after shooting what police say was an unarmed man during a confrontation, and they do not know what caused it. No word exactly whether or not the security officer has been charged, but he was taken into custody and not released. And as far as we know, he's still in custody. Another security officer out in California shot a shoplifter at Ralph's supermarket. And again, this was a situation where a confrontation ensued. Something happened. The security officer shot the shoplifter rather than try to go, you know, hand-to-hand combat or de-escalation or some other less lethal weapon. He fired his weapon. Police also took him into custody. Now, here's what we know and what we don't know. We know that in both incidents, police actually took them into full custodial custody. They were not allowed to leave, and they were not being asked nicely to go to the precinct or headquarters for questioning. This was a situation where they were definitely in custody. Whether or not charges have been applied, we haven't heard, but we are investigating, and we'll let you know as soon as we are aware. Remember, you can always send news alerts 24/7, 365, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, 24/7. We're going to get that information and investigate, and even when you send all the details, we still confirm it. One final note, we also have unconfirmed two other security officer deaths, and we also had two security officers who died of COVID this weekend as well, but we have another two officers out there who may have been killed in the line of duty. We're not going to release further information until we can at least confirm some general facts of whether or not it did or did not happen. We are probably looking at a very significant spring and summer of many incidents, many use of force, many shootings, many deaths of security and private police, and that's not good. This year is really shaping up to be just a mirror image of 2020, where we lost over 400 security officers. And COVID is not over, folks, even though you know, the current administration wants you to think that the vaccines are just miracle drugs. They're not. We're hearing a lot of negatives on those. They're not effective. And anytime that you have any type of new vaccine, you're going to expect at least 12 to 18 months out before we really know if they truly are working and how efficient that they really are. Today, in this episode, we've covered so much, we might as well just close up shop and go home. No, we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what else is happening in our industry, what else we're doing, and also we're going to talk a little bit more about the news, and we're going to close out a special series that we've been doing, your welfare, your well-being, all of the different components that make up your well-being tonight, today, tomorrow. We have so many different aspects to us that we have to stay on top of all of those areas. And when we come back today, this morning, we're talking about in our final segment, the financial aspect. Everybody, of course, needs money, but it's more than that. We're going to be talking about investments, stock markets, credit score, budget, how to make more money, how to set yourself up for a better financial situation at present and further down the road. You are definitely listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio, and we're coming right back.
No pigtails anymore.
Check, please.
David, you okay to drive?
Yeah, I only had a couple drinks. I'm fine.
Come on.
Keys can be a weapon. A few drinks can make you a killer.
You wouldn't think the cafeteria would be a scary place.
There are 5.9 million kids in the U.S. living with food allergies.
It happens to me on the school bus.
And a third of kids with food allergies are bullied because of it. Right now, we're working on a cure for food allergies. Until then, there is a cure for food allergy bullying. You. Go to foodallergy.org to teach your kid about the seriousness of food allergies.
If I'm not at school, I can't get bullied.
Food allergy bullying. It's not a joke.
Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. Man, I've been telling you this for a couple of years. Our friends there in New York at Body Armor USA, they've got every possible protection, clothing, body armor, / resistant. They've got it all for you, folks. Whether you're a correction officer, a private officer, a law enforcement officer, it does not matter. Go to their website right now, bodyarmorusa.com. And be sure to give them a call. Let them know that Private Officer International, you heard it on their radio show. They will connect you. And also, if you're in the Metro Charlotte area over there on the South Carolina side or maybe over in the city, be sure to visit our friends over at Premier Training Academy right here in Metro Charlotte. He will be able to assist you in all of your security training needs, whether it's for South Carolina, North Carolina, or you're looking for maybe some firearms training, first aid, CPR, or whatever it might be, give our friend John a call. And again, let him know you heard all about his training school over here at the Private Officer Radio. That's Premier Training Academy in Charlotte, North Carolina. A lot of things happening in the news, but before we go over there to the news desk, remember, we've been talking about the think tank and the new institute that we have added, kind of another arm of Private Officer International. We're going to formulate some policies, come up with some really good standards, try to work with regulatory boards and agencies, companies, and so much more. Want to know more about it? Jump on that info line, the conference call coming up next week. Send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com to be included in on that conference call. We're also still looking for a couple of more members. Want to get involved? Want to help research some things? Want to get your hands dirty? Work a little bit? Hey, contact us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We also talked about in the last month the officer candidate training that we're doing and a couple of other projects. Be sure that if you want to know everything that's happening here at the Private Officer International offices and within our industry, that you sign up right now at privateofficer.org for our emails. Anytime there's something happening, breaking news, you're going to get it right there in your email box. You want to find out about training opportunities, going to get it right there in your email box. Want to find out about officers killed in the line of duty? Hey, guess what? Going to be right there in your mailbox. We're not going to spam you. We're not going to send your information out. This is only for you. Be sure to sign up today at privateofficer.org. Want to know what else we do? Not sure? Can't find it on our website at privateofficer.org? Just send us an email. Hit us up, as they say, helpdesk@privateofficer.org. PrivateOfficer.com. Helpdesk at PrivateOfficer.com. So much that I want to talk about, but every single week we have only a certain amount of time, and unfortunately, it goes by quickly. In Washington State, a 51-year-old Washington State Patrol officer who was off duty was caught in an avalanche last week on Monday and killed. Terrible, tragic accident cost Trooper Steve Holy his life. He had worked for the State Patrol for 28 years. He became missing last Monday during an avalanche, and unfortunately, authorities and rescue workers got to him too late. In Dallas, Texas, a police officer there was killed by a suspected drunk driver early Saturday. Dallas police say that the officer was already out at a crash. The 32-year-old police officer was hit by a driver not paying attention. The police cars had all their flashing emergency equipment on, and still the officer was hit, ran over, and killed by a suspected DUI. I've worked crashes. I've been up on the interstate with the fire department. I have been out there on interstates. I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter how safe you try to be or how many flashing lights you have. People are not paying attention. They're drawn to what's going on. We call them rubbernickers. Rubbernicks. We see a lot of people that are not focused. And some people really, the lights really mess with their light, with their eyes. So we see all sorts of things on the interstate. It's just not safe. A man in Palm Harbor, Florida, was arrested recently for impersonating a police officer. He tried to break into a cart at an apartment complex. 54-year-old James Mazowski has been charged after he fled the scene. Boy, oh boy. Stephen Daniel Holmes of Charleston, South Carolina, was the security officer who was murdered on duty at the nightclub over the weekend. Paul C. Scott, 33, was a security officer also murdered while on duty this weekend. And I'm not going to be able to pronounce this name. I will do my best. Radal Al-Janipi, 23, of Riverdale Park, Maryland, was murdered during a carjacking this weekend. Two others succumbed to the coronavirus. Ramondo Gomez, 46, Spring Valley, New York, and an unidentified security officer whose name has not been released also died. Very, very tragic week. And, you know, it just, I hope it really isn't a sign of things to come, but we believe that it was. In Prince George County, Maryland, their school police that are part of the school system, not part of the police department, over 200 of them, may lose their police authority. It seems that they did a study in the Prince George County Public Schools, and they saw that it was the school special police security that was making all the arrests, not the county police, and they feel like maybe they need to take away that arrest authority so that not so many students are arrested. A new security contractor has won a $1 billion contract at the Savannah River site. This is a Department of Energy nuclear site in Aiken, South Carolina. It actually crosses into several different counties. The Virginia-based security company called SRS Critical Infrastructure Security, which is also known to be a very paramilitary type company, beat out the company who's already been there for about 10 or 11 years, and they won the $1 billion security contract. It is possible that this may be disputed in court, according to the information that we have. We'll have to find out, and we will be tracking this. A Columbus, Ohio police officer working a security job was shot after he heard outside of a restaurant a shooting. He went to investigate. He was involved in a shooting situation, and he is currently under investigation, which is really just part of procedure and protocol. And again, this was while he was working his security job. A known police imposter in Chicago, Illinois, a man who's been arrested multiple times since he was just an eighth grader, has been arrested again. 26-year-old man Vincent Richardson has once again been charged with three counts of felony impersonation of a police officer. It seems like he was dressed in a Chicago police uniform and stopping vehicles and impersonating police while filming on TikTok and then posting it to social media. Not very smart. This is someone that we are actually familiar with. I remember when he first impersonated a Chicago police officer while he was in high school. He was dressed out completely in a Chicago police uniform, carrying a BB gun. He went into the precinct. He said that he was just over from another precinct and he was going to ride with an officer for that day. Even though he looked young, nobody questioned that. And ever since then, he's been arrested multiple times for the same thing. Poor guy. He can't be a cop now, that's for sure. Also in the news, thieves are targeting church vans. It's, you know, we see burglaries in the churches. We see theft of air conditioning. We see theft of equipment, vehicles. But now, unfortunately, they are targeting church vans. So if you have a security staff at your church, you might want to make them aware of it. Another thing happening at churches, a new report just released last week said that suicides at churches during the last 15 months is dramatically. It's not unusual, not uncommon to have a suicide on the property of a church or even inside a church building or at a nearby cemetery that's affiliated with the church. But according to the news report, in the last 15 months, there's been quite an uptick of suicides on church properties. Bernard Stevens, the security director for All Saints Catholic Church, said that he found the body at the front door of the church. The woman had rosaries in her hand, and police say she died of an overdose. Another two deaths occurred this weekend at churches in New York and California, both ruled as suicides. Pastor Brian Labar said that people sometimes do seek out the church because they feel at peace, and they are hoping that someone will find them. And others, he said, may do it there in repentance for all the things that they have done in the past. But it is something to be aware of. If you are a security director or on the security team at churches, you need to check your parking lots behind your outbuildings, storage buildings, because it's obviously it is a problem, but there really has been quite the uptick. Tuscaloosa, Alabama is where the University of Alabama is, and researchers right now are working on a very unique and special robot. This robot that they are working on with a special grant will help police officers to communicate. So, you know, whether it's a communication problem, whether or not it's a de-escalation situation, these robots are going to be put into place, and maybe they'll be able to do a better job than the actual officer themselves. They'll also be used to distance civilians from police officers. In other words, you know, hey, you don't like the cops? Maybe you'll talk to our robot. So far, so good. The robots are currently still in the prototype, but they hope to have them out within the next couple of years. The CBP, Customs and Border Patrol, they had for many years a surveillance blimp program where they would surveil the border between the U.S. and Mexico. It was a big program. They leased out equipment, but now CBP, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, has ended that program after almost 7 years. It was very successful. They would actually do surveillance between 500 and 5,000 feet. They were also equipped with radars, high-resolution infrared cameras, and some other undisclosed equipment. Not sure why all of a sudden they're pulling the plug, but I have also noticed that other pieces of equipment being used at one time at the border no longer is. 14 boys arrested, accused of stealing guns from a Jacksonville, Florida gun store. It seems like they broke in several times, including a 15-year-old and two 13-year-olds. I say, lock up the parents. Lock up the parents. I believe that if we would put that responsibility on the parents, I don't care if you're a single mother, father, I don't care. You still have that obligation, that responsibility to know where the kid's at. If it's 1 o'clock in the morning, it's up to you to know that they're in bed, not breaking into a gun store, not stealing cars, not, you know, wreaking havoc across the city. You are responsible. In Carbon County, Pennsylvania, a very strange situation. Police there say that a woman threatened a security officer with a gun, and it was all over an unpaved part of a road going into her development. Now, Carbon County, Pennsylvania is up near the Pocono Mountains, beautiful area. This happened at the Indian Mountain Lakes community. She was very upset that her area had not been paved. She contacted the patrol security officer, and then after she couldn't get it resolved, she pulled out a gun on the 29-year-old security officer. She was apprehended by the Pennsylvania State Police. She's arrested. She's charged with terroristic threatening with a firearm. And, maybe she should stay locked up for a while as well. You want to see all of our breaking news, all that you got to do is go to privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot. privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. You can see it all happening right there in real time. We post so much stuff there. Plus, you can always sign up for breaking news right there in your mailbox. Just go to privateofficer.org. A box will drop down. Sign up for that breaking news, officer down report, and training opportunities. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio, as if you didn't know. We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, a lot more to talk about. I need to get a drink of water. And, I got a whole bunch more to talk about. We're coming right back. Don't go away. Hey, everyone. You're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector right here on the Private Officer Radio Network. Now, don't go away, because we are coming right back when we've got a whole lot more right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
Hi, everyone. Did you know that one organ donor can save up to 8 lives? The need for organ donors now is greater than ever. 120,000 people right now in the U.S. are waiting for an organ transplant. 95% of Americans support organ donation, but only a little over a half are registered. My charity, Health Corps, has teamed up with Donate Life and Organize.org to save up to 500,000 lives by getting 62,500 folks to register as organ donors. If you're not registered, click the Register Now link to stand up and be counted. And when you're done, go on Facebook and tell us your story and add my hashtag OrgansWill. For example, you might say, hashtag OrgansWillMakeADifference. I'm an organ donor. Are you?
For the last few weeks, we've been talking about the various components that makes up our physical being. All of them equally important, including what we eat, sleep, spirituality, or having a connection to something much more bigger than us. And even our finances all plays a part in our well-being, our welfare. This week, we just want to touch a little on the financial aspect of our well-being. We don't have to be bankers, investors, investment bankers. We don't have to have a skill set of
being a financial guru. We don't have to be anyone special to understand that finances plays a big role in how we feel, how we act, our confidence level, our security level, whether or not we're able to make ends meet, support our family, pay our bills. All of this plays a big role on our mental well-being, our physical well-being, even our spiritual well-being. If we are broke all of the time with no money, then we're not feeling well. We're working 100 hours a week and we're still broke. That plays a big role in our mental well-being and our physical well-being. If we're so bound up, freaked out, and worried, our mind is running 100 miles an hour just trying to figure out how to pay the light bill, the car payment, the insurance, or the rent. This affects everything that we do, and being in security, law enforcement, public safety, that can affect whether or not we are alert, whether or not we are cognitive of what is happening around us, and it can really put us in a bad situation and get us hurt and possibly even killed. Every year, we see security personnel and sometimes even police officers who are on their phone. Sometimes they're talking, texting, whatever. They're not paying attention. They have poor situational awareness. We talk about this on a regular basis. But guess what? When you are worrying about finances, when you're worrying about children, when you're worrying about something that's happening at the house, when you are all over the place and unable to concentrate, it can also cause you to be injured or lose your life on the job. Our job is serious. We're not out there delivering papers. We're not out there Ubering. Our job is intent. It really puts us in a situation where if we're not on our A game every day that we're on duty, we could get someone else hurt. We can get hurt. We can get killed because we're not paying attention. Too many times, people have financial issues because of their own doing. And we can talk for hours and probably even days about money, what is good money, how to grow money, how to invest, how to make more money. But we just don't have the time to do that today. But there are a few key factors that can help hourly employees be better stewards of their money. And it really begins right with you. Regardless if you are making $8 an hour or $80 an hour, and I'm sure that you've heard this, the more money you have, the more money you spend. You have to be a good steward right off the bat. I see too many times, in fact, just recently witnessed, a person who has 4 kids, a wife. They live in a mobile home, a trailer. Nothing wrong with that, of course. Nothing wrong with that. Not saying that there is. They have hourly jobs, not minimal wage, but they are not being paid big bucks. I doubt they have more than a few $100 in their savings account or checking account at any one time. But the husband goes out and buys a brand new pickup truck. with a payment of $536 a month. Now, if you know that you're barely making the bills, and if something should happen where you don't have a full week, you wouldn't be able to make the bills, what possesses a person to go out and buy a new truck with a $536 a month payment that may or may not get paid every month? That's not being a good steward of your money. Start off by saving. Well, I can't save nothing. I don't have nothing to save. There's more month than there is paycheck. These are the same people who buy video games. These are the same people who go out and spend $50 to $100 a week on cigarettes. These are the same people who stop at Starbucks on the way to work and somewhere along the way, either at lunch or afternoon. And that's $100 or more a month. These are the same people who have a big screen TV, 70-inch, in the living room. They can't pay the rent, but they got a big screen TV. People are not good stewards of the money. They don't have a budget. They have no control over their impulses. And they don't know what to do when they get a little extra money in their paycheck. They don't know what to do with it, so they blow it. As an hourly employee, there are three ways for you to have not only a nest egg, an emergency fund, but to be able to have a down payment on a house, a car, or anything else that you want. These are three simple rules. Number one, never spend more than you make. And when you are sitting down and looking at your bills, you need to have a budget. If you have $2,000 a month in bills and you only make $2,100 total take home, you need to somehow figure a way to eliminate some of those bills, whether that be cable. Well, I can't do that. My kids watch TV all the time. That's the only enjoyment I get after working all day. Well, maybe you might want to give up some of the channels, you know, that cost extra. Some of the premium channels, you know, the sports channels. Don't live above your means. It's one thing if you have the extra money and you're not living paycheck to paycheck, and you're not scratching the bottom of the barrel, and you're not stealing from Peter to pay Paul to have some nice things. I'm not saying you should not have nice things. I'm saying you have to start with less things until you are being paid more money, have more money in the bank, and you are more financially secure. You may have to eliminate some of the things. You may have to sell off the new car and get a used car to give you more room in your monthly budget. You may have to work some overtime. There's a lot of people who don't work overtime and they have no money. They're broke. But every time they're offered to work overtime, it's like, nah, pass. I'd rather be home drinking beer and watching TV. I'd rather be out with my friends. I'd rather be doing something different than working. Well, me too. But I put in 90 hours a week, and I'm a multi-business owner. But guess what? That's life. That is what you have to do, not only just to survive, but to thrive. I get it. Some people, they'd rather be with their family. They'd rather be doing the things they enjoy. But you have a decision to make. What is, you know, more important? Of course, we're not going to put our family last, but there will be times when you have to give up that holiday, give up that birthday. Unfortunately, that is life. How else can we be in a position to save more money? Well, one of the situations that I see all of the time is that not only do people live beyond their means, but they purchase things that they just don't need. You see, there's a difference between need and want. Separate what you really need, those basic food, shelter, heat, transportation. Those are the needs. Those are definitely things that you have to have. Look at the wants. I want to take a vacation. I want a new truck. I'm going to go out and buy me a new truck, 2021, right now. I'm going to get the latest, the most deluxe. Leather seats, I'm going to live the life. One thing about living the life, it comes with bills. Unless you are a multimillionaire, rich, money-wad carrying person, it comes with bills. You can also be a smart investor. Believe it or not, I just read two articles, in the last week. One man worked at a retail store, a big one. I'll tell you, it's the largest one. It's a Walmart, okay? He worked at a Walmart. Started off as just an hourly wage employee, general labor. Worked his way up to a supervisor, but from day one, every week when he got paid, he gave 10% to the church and 10% to his savings account. So if he made, let's say, $400 a week, $40 went to the church and $40 went to his savings account. Well, that's a big chunk of money to be without. Yes, it is, but he has his priorities straight. And at $40 a week, 52 weeks in a year, that's $2,000. For many, 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 many years, I'm talking about probably 25 or 30, since I was a young boy, I saved all of my change. I still do. I hate carrying change. So the first thing I do when I come into the house is I throw it into some large bottles, and I don't use it. Every once in a while, every few years, I put it through the machine to find out how much I got. And it's amazing how much change you can collect. You can collect hundreds of dollars of change a year. That's a savings you don't even realize. There are several apps that you can get where when you go to the store, if it comes out to $13.12 and you give them a debit card, it'll round it up to $14 and save that other 82 cents or 86 cents in your savings account. You're not going to miss it, but it adds up fast. There are many ways to be savers and investors. Unfortunately, people who make the least amount of money also make the least amount of attempts to save or to have something put aside. You don't have to be in the situation that you're in. I don't know how many times I have to pound this into people's heads. You are where you're at because that's what you want to do. No, you don't know my situation. Yes, I do. I grew up poor in a welfare family on food stamps. I've been homeless. I know exactly what it's like to struggle not to have anything. You got to make that decision to change that. If you're only making $10 an hour, you need to find a job that makes $12 and $13. Don't find a job that makes $10.15 an hour. That 15 cents ain't going to help you. You need to do something more substantial. Well, I work security. That's what I love to do. Well, get out of security if it's not paying money. Find yourself a job. Right now, there are tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of jobs available across the country. You don't need a college degree. You just need the will to learn, the will to do a good job, be there, and be able to move up. So many times people say, I don't have the opportunity. No one's opened the door. No one's done this for me. No one's done that. We're living in a country right now where people expect handouts. They expect the government to pay their rent. They expect the government to give them food stamps. They expect the government to pay their health. They expect the government to do that. You know, that's not the government's job. That's our job. Go to school at night. You can take every level of training and education online these days. Find the time. I know employers who allow their people to study on the clock or on their break and even reimburse them tuition. This is all up to you. The financial aspect of our well-being, our welfare, is bar none as important as your health. Bar none as important as all components of your physical welfare and well-being. There are a lot of free counseling programs to help you learn how to save, how to invest, how to get ahead. There are a lot of different platforms that you can be part of that will help you. And if you are a member of POI, we have mentors and counselors and chaplains, and we'll help you. Contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Being rich is not the goal. Being secure and being able to pay your bills and not have to worry, that's the goal. And it's all about being smart with your money, good stewards of your money, being wise, and be willing to make changes, sacrifices. Whether that's work more hours, give up some of the toys, save, you know, 20, 30 bucks a week, find a way to do it, it all adds up. Remember, if you are a member of POI, contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com if you need some assistance with this or anything else. That's going to wrap up this series of your welfare, your well-being, and this episode of the Private Officer Beat. Thanks for being with us, and we hope to see you on the next episode right here. Until then, be blessed, be safe, and we'll see you back here on the radio.